Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are, another game here in Washington. Talk a little bit about Patrick Corbin. We haven't seen a lot of him. So what does he present to you tonight?
He's an experienced guy. He got a wipeout slider. That's his best pitch. That's his calling card. He's really not going to be in the zone with a lot of what he does, but it's a lot of late stuff. Like the last couple games we've seen, you know, guys that have good, really late stuff and with a good fastball to back it up. But, you know, his slider's going to be under. We got to figure out a way to elevate it and lay off of it and hit the one that's up in the zone.
You have to be, I would say, patiently aggressive.
That's right. You know, this is the key, and that's, we're just talking to media room about what that looks like and like Strasburg's changeup. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're talking about an elite pitch and – yeah, which is trying to figure out and just bear down that little extra focus. But a pitch that's on the plate, coming out of the hand on the plate, and then at the last minute just disappears on you. That's a tough gig, man, you know. And we got to figure out a way to be better. We got to get the ball up. And end of the day, you know, at some point these guys are going to start to make mistakes, and we got to capitalize on them.
Is this a situation where you want to try and make him throw more pitches and get the pitch count up and also be patient and not chase?
Yeah, you can't have both, man. You know, I mean, if you sit there and you're patient and you just take and take and take to get a pitch count up, you may get his count up, but, you know, you might be letting pitches go that you can take swings on. So it's the conversation that we've had all year. It's a conversation that we'll have next year. And it really is the crux of it. Our hitting philosophy is really simple and simple in philosophy. And that way, because Tony always said, the harder something is, the simpler you make it. And that's get a good pitch to hit, put a swing on it. And, you know, if that's the first pitch of the at bat, take your hack, man. You know, I actually have an issue sometimes, not a lot, but if our guys are being passive on a ball, they can put a good swing on early. Like, come on, let's swing it, you know, because you don't want to get in a secondary counts or deep counts with these guys with wipeout pitches. That being said, you know, we don't want to chase early just for the sake of being aggressive. We're going to be aggressive. No, it's like our base running, you know, be aggressive, be aggressive. No, we're going to be smart. We're going to be aggressive when the time calls for it. So we want to be aggressive in the zone. We'll be ready to be on go when we get a pitch we can handle and put a good swing on it and fight like heck.
You know, I see a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers who get away with that get-me-over-first-pitch fastball. The guys watch, and that may be the only good pitch he may be able to handle for that entire at-bat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, whoever they are, but, you know, they say, you know, every at-bat you get one pitch. Mm-hmm. And so if you have this philosophy, hey, I'm gonna take and get this guy's pitch up. And, you know, this is the big leagues, man. You know, these guys are in the big leagues for a reason. And you take that one pitch, and that's tough sledding. And then they say, hey, you get your pitch, don't miss it. And, you know, that's a combination of what we have and going to change today, but we've had that where we haven't been getting that pitch, and then we've gotten a few pitches, and we've missed them.
Artie, you look like lineup-wise, you've made some changes.
Made some changes. Just had to look at it from a different scope. The lefty going today was a part of it. But we got Edmund in there leading off, Hosey back in right field, Goldie, Ozuna, Molina, DeYoung, Bader, Wong, and, of course, Dakota throwing today.
Look forward to seeing you later.
Gonna see you later today, Clay.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, my man.
The manager, Mike Schilt, brought to you by Webster University. We'll take a break, come back, and chat it over with Benji Molina on Ameren Total Access, Chris Rabe at Nationals Park in D.C. before Game 4 of the NLCS on St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.